and we came to the processions because we had the devotion to the procession, the Corpus Christi procession, and the entrance of the Vargas, and then the Conquistadora. We used to sing, O Virgen Conquistadora, Patrona de Santa Fe, te veré la Gran Señora, con devoción te rezaré. We took it to the chapel, you know, the Rosario Chapel, and we lived there for 8 days, a week, you know, and then we bring her back. You know, my grandfather used to tell me that when the conquistadores came to conquer Santa Fe, they bring the statue with them. And when Diego de Vargas win the city, he promised to make a chapel, you know, to build a chapel for her and say 9 masses. That's why we took her over there and bring back, you know.
The patroness of Mexico and the Americas, the Indian Virgin of Guadalupe, appeared to Juan Diego on the hill of Tepeyac near Mexico City in 1531 and played an immediate and central role in the Christianization of Mexico. In 1625, when Fray Alonso de Benavides brought La Conquistadora to New Mexico from Mexico City, the wagon train stopped at Tepeyac, as was customary, to bid farewell to Guadalupe. Her fame spread early to the Northlands, and New Mexicans still sing her praises today.